You are so going to enjoy listening to my next guest, Dr. Bruce Oliver. And I'm just going to jump right in and let you tell me what your ministry is all about, who you're reaching, and how you're hoping to serve them.
Well, thank you, Lori, for having me with you today. We're glad to be of some help. We're always wanting to get the word out about AbundantLivingPodcast.com. The purpose of the ministry really kind of evolved accidentally, if I could say it that way. I had a domain name called PastorOliver.com. I was being impressed by the Spirit to create a website. I'm going like, gee, Lord, I don't want a website about just me. And so my obstacle was really overcoming me. I just did not want to have a website all about me. And a lot of podcast sites, that's all you see is just one character and that's one person and that's all you learn about. And in my case, I was uncomfortable. Well, there was a reason for that because God had a plan and I wasn't even aware of it until I'd said, okay, I'll build the website. I did a little devotional, played a little guitar, acted a little bit like a crazy pastor. And then next thing you know, I'm interviewing a very good friend of mine on the knowledge of PTSD. And I created a podcast and I'm going like, wow, I made a 30-minute podcast. Well, we come to find out that that was very beneficial. And so we said, let's do another kind of podcast interview with somebody else that has a unique ministry. So we sort of felt the Spirit's leading to do this. We didn't have all the information up front. It wasn't a manual that I could follow. And the next thing you know, I'm doing 30-minute podcast, eventually called AbundantLivingPodcast.com. So what we do is we look for unique speakers that have, you know, unique ministries. They want to share their message. They can help people. So when you go to our website, you will see that this is a website where it says, are you looking for answers? And it's a place that we feel that the different speakers come from different points of view and they can share some pretty neat things. So that's a little bit about our ministry. We are a 501c3 under Bruce Oliver Ministries Incorporated.
I love that because I think there's so many people out there that do have a message. And they do feel that God's called them to share. And they think, okay, I don't know how. I don't know how to start this. I don't know what to do. And so that's one of the reasons I wanted to do this summit, that those of us that are out there and are looking for new ways to get in front of new people, you know, we can kind of link arms and lift each other up. I loved what you said about you didn't want it to be all about you.
That's right.
Because I know that's been a struggle that I've had with my podcast. I'm trying to serve a community of people that have been through some really, really difficult stuff.
Right.
And so I didn't want it to be about me. But I know when people trust you to tell them the stories, then it doesn't become about you. It becomes about your message.
I've had people ask me, who comes to your website? Who's the website for? And of course, being a pastor, I'm interested in communicating and relating to other pastors, Sunday school teachers, lay people in the church. But I'm also very interested in reaching people that are on the fence with their faith. They really don't know really what they want to do or who or what to believe. And so we're looking for people that are looking for answers. And so what we've done is try to put a website together that can answer some questions. Well, interesting to me, I was in front of a handful of pastors not too long ago, and I got up there and said, how many of you pastors actually get on podcasts? Do you listen to podcasts? And I would say maybe 1 or 2% raised their hands. They were pretty brave, I guess. And I said, you know, if you go to like our podcast site, you can actually get some very neat illustrations that you can bring into your sermons, into your Bible studies. Your teachers can come here and learn and get some different approaches to your subject that you're teaching. And so I threw out this real quick list and I'll share it with you right now. And at our website, we have a brand new search engine. And when you go there, you just start typing. You don't have to have a full title. You don't have to have a full name of somebody you're looking for. And I just said, type in these words and see what you get. And I did give you a quick rundown. You could type in Muslim and learn a lot. You can type in Lord. You could type in PTSD. You could type in apologetics. You could type in truth, just a few more. You could type in peace, type in scriptures. You could type in Jesus. And then I add one extra bonus for you today because I like you very much, Lori. And that is if you type in life, you'll actually get a podcast video interview of me basically sharing a new lease on life message. So if anybody's going through a tough time, physically, mentally, financially, whatever, they can listen to a new lease on life and there's a powerful message there.
I love that. And I am noticing the more people I talk to, even people that are doing ministry from a business perspective, everybody has that heart of service. When did you know that this was just part of your DNA, part of your calling, part of the way God made you?
Well, you know, that takes me way back to when I met my sweetheart and I said, you know, I feel God's calling me into ministry. And she goes, well, okay. And I said, well, I'm going to have to go back to California and get my bachelor's degree. And then I'm going to have to just see where that leads us. She was very supportive of that. Next thing you know, a little inner city church in Hawthorne, California, invited me to share a message. And I said, well, great. And so I preached my first message there and several there. That's really where I got a heart for wanting to serve, because being involved with ministry is more than getting up there and preaching, but it is part of what I do. My DNA is that I have to get up and speak and preach. I've been involved with ministry for about 40 years. It's been a long time.
Wow. Well, what a blessing you have to be to all the people that you're working with. We will have links so that you can connect with Dr. Oliver. You can look at all his resources and please take advantage of them. I really hope that this helps expand your impact and get your message out to more people. So thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having us today, Lori. God bless you.
Oh, you too. Thank you.
Thank you.